Okay, so we mamshich in the in Yoni Chesh and Mishvah. Today we're going to discuss more halachas of different things which come up in buildings in terms of who has to pay for what. Certain things in the yeso up in the air, what they do, what the koichah bad by it, and where does it all come from. So in terms of how a bad by it works, so a bad by it basically is a shliach of the, in every single building they have somebody who's in charge basically to collect all, take care of the bills and collect for certain things. And last house comes up in terms of how much of a right they have to make decisions and how much they could change things. And in terms of also in terms of when they have a vote, sometimes you will bust a rave, sometimes you will bust everybody, sometimes the miyut could force the rabbi. And these things are beside, most of them are come with a vassal. And I think the Yeshiva is learning about Basra, not sure how much I am, but he's learning about Basra, but go through the basic law. So, like I said before, the basic you said about Basra, Basra Shliach of everyone else, and that's the reason why the Basra could go and make decisions. So, there are two times Basra could do what they want without yes. One case is, which is this is a clown all over and stuff, get a lot of shots and they get this. Someone's a very small thing, like not a big deal. A small expense or a small repair or some reason that is so significant, so they don't have to ask everyone. What's the Yisrael Dover? The Yisrael Dover is that because you can't make a call everyone together on every little small thing. No one has the time for it, no one has the patience for it. And if anything, which is like a very small decision, push it. If they're in charge of how to buy it, they have that right to do it. And this is a call called on all stores. You can say it all the time. You go into the store and they give you an extra shekel 50 change or something. Or they forgot they charged you the wrong thing. They were supposed to charge you for diapers, and they charged you for the wrong brand. It was a little cheaper, a little this, a little that. And the guy goes, just take it, you know. Or you come in, and something costs like 12 shekel, and they have 10 shekel, and then the worker just goes like that, and say to the government. Does he have a right to do it? So we saw you say, no, it's Tully, and the owner of the story is not the owner. What right does he have to anybody call? So it's the same as Yisoy. That something which is like a small thing, they give a koyach over to the shluchim, to decide. It's any small decision, you go to the store or something like that, it's a, you know, you're able to go in and do it. But that has to be small. People want to know, like, they go into, like, rent the cars and they're coming with the guy and he upgrades them from a regular one to, I don't know, three times the price worth of car. That's not a small thing. And about that, he doesn't have right to do it. But anything which is small, not such a big thing, the sort of is that
the worker's a shliach, meaning he's a taka. I mean, if you ask about advice, not that, he wants to mind the shliach, then you just catch your bone.
It's possible that the boss doesn't want to be bothered with every single two-second decision. There's certain things. I mean, you put somebody in charge over there, and there's certain like customer service and customer satisfaction issues, which is possible that they give them the right to do. Nothing significant, but anything which is a small thing, then they're allowed to do. So that's one thing that they're allowed to do it. What?
Rent the car, he doesn't have the right to do it or work
it. Depends on what?
It's the upgrade, the expensive car.
A little bit of upgrade, yeah, but depending on
the
right. So if what would happen if the owner would know that they're bribing and give him an upgrade? What would happen? What?
He doesn't know that because the check is busy. Everyone knows.
Is a guy you have to worry about?
Guy's not as bad, but
the wrong thing would be also to bribe more.
Of course, what's that? It's worth more, and what's that there? It costs $100
for the
car. No, the car costs $100, you're paying $50, and you're paying the worker $10. What's that?
I mean, he's
no, you get fired every now, right? If the owner will find out, fire him, and we'll be happy with him, and they, you know, if he has to do it quietly, then you know he has no right to do it, therefore. Okay, that's one case where he has right to. What?
Maybe we should tell the owner about this.
Okay. Fine. The second time is anything which is clear, anything which is clear that they need it, then you don't have to ask everybody. Something, the window breaks. You don't have to make a bad bite meaning to find out why they have to fix it. You know, that's just something which you need. Now, any other things, so you really have to call a meeting and people have to decide whether they want it or they don't want it. Now, this is very important, because I'm sorry from the view that they say, this is a very important call. They say that that's once a year they're supposed to have a meeting. Now, the klal in most things are is like the three types of things. There's things which are normal, in the range of normalcy. So then the halacha is that you can go bust a rave. If people want it, then be machriach people to go ahead and do it. The things which are hechrich, like mamish, everyone needs, then you only right, even yachid can force the rabble. We'll go give examples soon. And there's a third type of thing which is not normal, it's not a normal thing to do, then you need everyone to agree. Those are the three columns, we'll get to that in a second. Now, one last thing before we get to the cases is the Chassidim will say that which we say rave is enough in the case where it's normal, over there, it's only a rave if everyone's there. If everyone shows up, then we go, what's the rave? If a guy doesn't show up, and he doesn't know about it, sorry. If a person doesn't know about it, then you wouldn't go, Basar. You wouldn't go bus a rave. Rave is when. How does rave work? Rave could call. If it's an agent. If also an agent, rave could call, and that's how it works. If you don't have to call, they're not there, there's no rave. So if a person said, I didn't know about it, they didn't know about the thing, then there is no takeif to the rave. So therefore, you have to make sure everyone knows about the guy. If they tell everyone they're making a bad decision, the guy goes, I can't come because I'm at work, or I have a chasana, or something like that. But etzem has no takeif to it. It's only if everyone knows about it.
Why not?
Because you have to have
Because
Roiv is only when you have everyone there, then the Miyat is bottled in the Roiv. That's how Roiv works. Roiv could call by Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin, you have Roiv could call. If everyone there, the Miyat's bottled. If the Miyat's not there, it's nothing. So if the guy's just not showing off just a poshtik, there's some slavery rights in Tshuva that you call about Vaisman, everyone knows about it, you don't show up. It's clear you're giving a shlichus to everyone else that you're voting whatever they're voting for. But if a person can't come, or if the person didn't know, then in Echanami, the whole thing is going to be bust. So let's go through examples of each of the scenarios. This is halacha being in a city, similar halachas. A city they could force to do certain things. It's also halacha b'negeva bites. So let's go through. We'll give example. We'll go back and forth, like city and whatever.
Anywhere
with
these
what? Well, there's dini ear and dini chatzar. So, for example, by a city. You have a city, and they want to build, somebody wants to build a ladies' mikvah. And most people say, like, we're old, we don't need it. So, what would that be, based on the guy that we say? You need miyat, rave, or kol? What? Even if one person can force it, something which is hechach versus city, even though maybe these people rather don't need it and they're old, or somebody said, I'm divorced, so I'm not married, or something like that. But it doesn't make a difference, being that it's something which is hechach for the city, something which they need, therefore you go baser miyat. Men's mikvah. Got a nice high machine, huh? The men's mikvah kipshuta, you need a rife to say. I understand by some areas they look at it as a hechrich, and it's Yamshimar said it's you study Yiddish guy, Tfilas Ezra, but Al Kabanim. Kipshuta, in Roy Bakrim, is look at it as, you know, it's a very shenazach, gedazach, Kodesh Yomerloi, but some of you say it's not hechrichi, and Roy Rinalf. Erev. Some is hechrich by the city, you need it, people need it. And when everyone brings down, like 2-3 chum in the city, there's no erev, like what's going on, and that's kosher erev. That's always the channel. We spoke about erev a couple weeks ago, right? A couple months ago, right? No, kosher erev, that's always the. What?
A long time ago.
You know, that's always the challenge, but erev and stomach, that's something that would be hechrich. Shkuna ti erev already. Want to make another Erev, that already be a little bit harder. Maybe Mimiyat, you know, not Dafka, every place has their own private Erev. Building a shul. So it says the equipment here says that, building a shul. So we are building a shul. What? Mimiyat. Your third or fourth or fifth shul already. I think we're right. Marburger shul. Stam, you need right, right? Once you have it, it's, you know, it's not a chrechi, but it's very important. But some of that would be that wouldn't be a chrechi. Sefer Torah. So if it's a Sefer Torah, so then even one person can force it. Shenkin is something which is once you have a second Sefer Torah, third Sefer Torah, then not. Okay, so that's what I think. Let's move to houses. So you want to make painting the Kerem HaJogot. So what's that? Huh? That's just even though Bizman the Gemara and Shulchan Aruch says you can't force it, seal it, cure, you can't force it. But nowadays we look at it as something which is great. You want to do a fancy painting, oil painting, then already that would not be normal. You wouldn't be able to.
Paint the walls.
That shouldn't be look like this. Just from before they painted it, right? Then meet. You want to make a. Swing set. The kids to play. What's that? What?
What's the
American song? Not American. Swing set. What? You think
so? No.
A mirror
device.
You have a swing set?
No, I don't.
What?
Oh. Meaning a playground? What does it mean?
Like a playground, like whatever. They have parks, but they don't have... What? What did I say? I think maybe they need everyone. Because that's something that's not... I don't think that's something which is like... What? Because like no one has this like a thing.
Elevator would be... What would elevator be?
Elevator, I think, would be... Right, would be enough. It's something...
The bottom people say they don't need it. The bottom people say they don't need it.
No, so elevator, I think, it's something which is... It's a normal thing. It's not hard to say a chweichi. Because some buildings, well, depending on how many. Depending on how many flights in the economy. If it's a building which has like a 4 and up, I think we can say 5 flights and up, I think we can say where
that's
a chreichi.
Yeah, but the bottom of the time is not. It's
talking on so it. Then, so no, so then, no. So the klal is that something which is a chreichi, even though you yourself don't need it, then you're mechuyev to all these things. Right? I'm divorced, so I'm need a mikvah. It doesn't make a difference, since it's a normal chreichi to get things. So 5 floors and up, I would think then that's hechreichi, and I think even a mir would be to force a rave to go ahead and do it, but they don't do that, right? I mean, the minhag definitely is not like that.
Can you move in? You can't just go. You can't move in and time out after.
I mean,
you could.
I mean, they definitely don't do that, right? They don't force every single place to make elevators, right?
Not sure.
Whoever builds the elevator wants to pay for every day. I think that's into a minute. But you want to make. But be soyed. I'm saying be straight up the halacha. See, some of the things also. Then there's the. There's the Taperda Dior, and then there's the some things which are Minhagim also, which are based on just like the laws of the land. Not the law of the land as a Taker, which is Asdin, Asminuk. You know, some of the things, that doesn't make. You want to make a bike lot, a place that the kids park the bikes. So that'll be Raiv. That's a normal thing, I think. So Raiv would be enough.
How many shops are there?
Raiv, this time will be enough. If somebody's having a loss from it, they need everything, for example. Technically, before getting it, someone, let's say everyone owns a certain area of land, and one of the people in the building wants to buy it, or use it, or take it. So over there, you're taking away from somebody, so it's not enough average, you have to have everyone agree. There's a lot of times the bottom floor like takes a little piece of land, or the person on the top floor takes the roof. So over there, being that everyone owns the roof, technically, it should really, if you're taking away from somebody, so then to take away somebody's schus, best we need everybody, and Roiv would not be enough. Okay, that's the, you have the kolam basically, right? For a kolam, basically, small little things, and the babaizing himself, anything more significant, you have to have everyone there. If it's hechrich, normal, then mute kaforis. If it's normal, then you go baser Roiv, and if it's abnormal, somebody's losing, then you go baser kolam. Fine. So now what's the law in terms of if how much you have to pay for certain things? So that's something Gemara has in the beginning of the Gemara says you pay fikir batim, it's something the Gemara in Babasa Ches, you pay when you're making the shomer, you're making the walls of the city. So the person that's closer to the walls and then more pays more, the person that has more money pays more. It's interesting, everyone knew how much money everyone made in those days and they know all they know everything about each other, But Negea, us, the way we basically work, basically we see from Yisrael, if you're more nana from something, you pay more.
The money, if you're closer.
The Morse says both, but the Morse is a combination, how close you are.
Security cameras.
Right, so the kefi, how much you're. Okay, so basically you see from Yisrael, something you're more nana from, then you gain more. So if you could have somebody being more net from something, then you pay more. For example, a heating system, right? So somebody has a bigger dira is net more than somebody who has a smaller dira. So therefore, if you have, therefore you go bust their size, some people go bust their size, and go bust their radiators, and that's the way you can do it. Things people net equally. For example, the fact that the chelah drug, that the steps are clean, or the fact that there's light in the hallway, that everyone's net equally, even though maybe you have more people and whatever. But there, technically, those type of things, the halacha would be that you go, since being that everyone be equal, because no one person being net more than anyone else, and therefore over there you would go ahead and be equal.
Can you show that, like,
definitely
when you
appeal,
you're moving this apartment,
no
one pays equally for the heating system?
You can still have it in the back, you know, you have a right to make money tonight, before, and that's when you can. And the big shot is, let's say, a lot of times people own the building, they own the places, they don't live there. They live in America, they just have an apartment, they come here, you know, it's their summer home, or they, you know, they come there every once in a while. So in terms of, do you have to pay when you're not going to be there? So the chavis on the locha, if you have a house, you don't live there. Things like the delis and the nagar, the minnow, you have to pay for. These are things which are yakini for shmira. You know, if there's no door, so people, you know, they can, the government to come and knock down the town. So those things you have to give. Mashenkin, we're dealing with upkeep that you don't have to pay for. So for example, if somebody doesn't live there, so you have to pay for, I don't know, if a pipe break, so you have to pay for that. But things like electricity and the water and the cleaning, if you don't live there, you don't have to pay. What? So it depends. So also, what's going on living there? So number one is you have to be there for a whole month. It's for sure a month. Yeah, less than a month, you have to pay. And definitely if you're there part of a month. If you're there, if you're not there from Aleph, if you leave on Hay and you come back on Chafei, if you're there any part of the month, for sure you have to pay. Once you pass the month, it didn't, but you didn't have different arguments. Some say a month, some say 3 months, some say 6 months. It's not so much. It's just the cleaning and the water and electricity. Really, how much
so
is that?
So,
I
say more that month? What? More?
Yeah, technically.
That's not able to be 7 months at 1 month.
For what's that for? For it's to heat?
It's for, I don't know what they're for. They charge you per square meter. So, if you have 150 meter apartment.
Wow, we pay 25 shekels a month. Okay.
The elevator, there, fancy
for everything. Yeah,
it's most farms are empty.
So technically, they wouldn't have to pay for all that stuff, because if all the stuff is going for usage and they're not there, so technically they would not have to pay. That's what we see in the law. The first law of Medina. Initially, by saying any dharma, I'm only to pay the shmira of it, but not the shimush of it. So technically, you would not. Now, who has, in terms of seich on the mask, who has to pay what? And if somebody rents something, who has to pay what? So, the seich has to kick in to pay anything the mask doesn't have to pay for. If you're not there, what do you have to pay? Upkeep, you have to pay, right? The pipe breaks and anything which is long-term, the mask has to pay. The seicher pays for anything which the mask wouldn't have to, the mask doesn't have to pay for. Like all the usage that the seicher has to pay. So all the electricity, the elevator, the cleaning that the seicher pays, anything which is a pipe breaks, this comes up all the time. It's like, you know, something breaks and a leak. All those things which are long-term things, that goes on. And the upkeep of the actual rechush, that's on. Even if you don't live there, you have to pay. It's not the mask has to pay. But things which are usage, that... The things are usage, then the seicher has to pay now. The seicher doesn't pay the usage. Can you go to the mask? Technically not. Technically not. Now, the lucky is that if somebody has two families living in one house, sometimes they have that. So if it's one dira, it's one dira. Well, it gets complicated. You have one dira, which is split into two. What's the halacha? So if you bought it from the Kabbalah originally, some people bought two of your diras in the Kabbalah, but together, Pashas is one dira. But if you put one dira and split into two, so Pashas, you're going to have to pay more. So one of the Bati Dinim said that if it's under 25 meters, you pay half. If it's in 35 to 40 meters, you pay about 2/3. And if it's like bigger already, two big diras, then Echanami would end up having to pay full. It's because if it's, which part? That it's a chelik because they have more usage, because of more people going through. So one family, that's some two different things. You're getting more money from me renting it. So therefore, depending on the size of the dira, that's how much I know, and that's how much they charge people for things. Now, Sometimes we talk about the Barabai, the Shliach of everyone. Let's say the Barabai collects the money and he gets stolen. What's the halacha? So what's the Barabai? What is he? He's a Shem Sacher. Why Shem Sacher? He's getting paid, but he's Shem Sacher because number one is because he probably borrowed the money. He might borrow the money if
he
didn't
pay. So he borrows it, he's a Shem Kim.
And also, but since the way it works is every time they switch off, 1 year I do it, you do it. The halacha is if you say you watch for me and I watch for you, that's the end of Shem Sacher. Shem Levi Hashem Malach, I'm watching today, you can watch it tomorrow, then Shem Sacher. There's the Shem Sacher.
Who?
Oh?
Yeah,
you have to switch off, yeah.
Well,
how do they do it?
It's companies. Most of them
have
companies, and even though they have one person, it's the same person
for Malach. Oh, really? Okay. Well, that's it's Shamalei Vash Malach, therefore, if you give checks and it gets stolen, Aga, if you give checks and it gets stolen, so the Malach is, I think we're going to pass that. There's no Shmir by Shtaris. So a check has been a Shtar, therefore, if you lose the Shtar, then, now, a lot of people have a
shot. What does it mean no shmir b'shtar?
You're not mechuyev if it gets lost on a shtar. Shtar is not kesef. It's not good for your mom. Therefore, there's a bunch of shtar cards, no shmir, therefore, you're not going to be chayv. That's not if people don't pay. The question is whether you're mefarsim, the guy doesn't pay in order to get him to pay. Is it to do such a thing or not? So, what's a shayl b'ad z'chayv? Rabbim, Lashon Hara. So, it's like Mark Subis. Is it somebody doesn't give money to his kids? Right, mefarsim, we say Hara, the person who doesn't. Have rachmanus on his children. So from there, Rabbi Yashim Zariah, that if you're doing something like, and you cause it to yourself, like you're doing something not beseder, the right to try, first you just give him a hasara, but the guy doesn't still go out and pay, so it's cool, he's doing it to himself, and it'd be mutter for you to go ahead and, be mepharsim from it, and it would not be considered lashnar, and it'd be mutter. One shot more shot, I'm going to give out advice, is I'm going to get shmita. This year is Shnasha Shemitah, and there are places which are mixed neighborhoods, like Ramat Eshkol, some people are from, some are not from. And a shaila comes up, what do you do if you vada bayit? You use this thing back halacha, in terms of are you allowed to play vada bayit or not? They're going to plant, whatever, do things on Shemitah, which are like halacha. So that's a mean not allowed to pay. The two issues. There's one is the Shemitah's Shvisa Sadeo, that by Shemitah, what time is it? What? 7:02? Okay, 7:02. Okay, 30 seconds. There's one thing that Shvisa Sada, that the Lach of Shemitah is that if somebody plants in my field, is it then that the guy who plants is over, or the guy who owns the field is over? So, the guy who plants for sure is over, but there's a lot of Rishonim say that even my field is then has to have Shvisa Sada. So if I buy it, if I own, it's planting, if I own it, it's only if you own it, not if you rent. If I own it and I buy it, it's planting, it's my yeser. If what you have to do, the Rabbi Yashav, Shem Zalman, they'll say, if you mafker or sus in the field, in front of three people for the year of Shemitah. You can do just the year of Shemitah, it's a singer of Shemitah, so Kimball, then you could do that.
Yeah, but you get either, give you money.
No, we're talking about first in terms of the owning it. Now, in terms of the money, you're not allowed to pay. If he's going to take you to court, then he can force you to pay. So then they say, it's like every other tax, a lot of things you pay taxes for in this country, which a lot of Africa is going to Kurdish Kedushim to get you on him. What's the answer to that? You're not allowed to, they can force you. So to over here, you know, if that's going to be the matzah, then you hear what you're doing.